Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. I apologize for my voice, a little bit hoarse today. Welcome to Seeds of Prayer and Praise. This is your hostess, Pastor Katisa, and it is truly an honor to always lift up the name of Jesus and to lift up God in prayer, to go to God in prayer. He's given us such a privilege to come to Him, to seek His face. And today is no different. This is our Tuesday regular prayer time, and we praise God for His grace and His mercy upon us in that we're able to come to Him with supplications and our requests. Amen. So we have our scripture coming from Romans chapter 12. Starting in verse 10, it says, "Be devoted to one another in love. Honor one another above yourselves. Never be lacking in zeal, but keep your spiritual fervor serving the Lord. Be joyful in hope, patient in affliction, faithful in prayer. Verse 13, share with the Lord's people who are in need. Practice hospitality. And verse 14, bless those who persecute you. Bless and do not curse. And we can be a blessing. We are a blessing when we pray for others. And we might not be able to do anything else, you know, or provide anything else. But I tell you, prayer is powerful. And God is able to act on behalf of those who come to him diligently and faithfully in prayer. And that's why we just keep on pressing on, keep on keeping on, amen, and being faithful. And it's because the Holy Spirit is in us, we are able to be faithful in prayer. Amen. Glory to God's name. So we are going to go to prayer, lifting up God's people. Excuse me. Give me just a moment. Lifting up God's people. Amen. And so we worship God. We praise God. Let us pray. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, Father God, we give you praise. Father God, we give you glory. God, you are awesome. You are mighty. You are great, performing signs, miracles, and wonders on behalf of your people, giving them, Father God, good health, giving them, Father God, prosperity in spiritual things, filled with your power, filled with your grace, and God, hallelujah, you give us mercy, and Lord God, and not giving us what we deserve, but God, you extend to us your love, which is so great. We honor you, oh Lord God. We praise your holy name. We thank you for keeping your people, keeping them safe from hurt, harm, and danger when they're traveling and going to and fro. God, you are our deliverer. You are our protector. You are our help. God, we thank you that your faithfulness is in our hearts because of your Holy Spirit. So we faithfully come to you asking for you to move mightily on behalf of your people. God, we ask you right now for you to send laborers into the harvest field. We know that the harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. So we're asking you, send out the men, women, children, and youth, and that they will be planting seeds, watering seeds, and you're the one who makes the seeds grow. Glory to your name. We thank you for the laborers already, the workers already in the harvest. They're doing a great work, God. They're building a wall. They can't come down. We thank you because it's being done because you are with us. You are with us. You are Emmanuel, God with us. God, in that we thank you that souls are coming to the light of Jesus Christ. They are calling on the name of Jesus and being saved. God, we thank you that those in the valley of decision are making up their mind to serve the Lord Jesus Christ. Because why? Lord God, there's no other way to heaven. There is no other name by which man can call on and be saved. You don't want anyone to perish, O Lord God, but all to come to repentance, all to have a change of heart, all to have a change of mind, honor you with lifestyle, honor you with not just with lip service, no, but a heart and mind change that is manifested in the things that we say and the things that we do. Honoring you and glorifying you with our very self. God, we thank you for you are so faithful to heal us. By the wounds of Jesus, we are healed. By his stripes, we are healed. God, you heal cancer. You heal high blood pressure. You heal diabetes. You heal obesity. You heal, God, the losing of the voice, which is what sounds like, Father, for me. But, God, you are a healer. You are Jehovah Rapha, the Lord God that heals us. Hallelujah. Oh God, you are our provider, Jehovah Jireh, the Lord God who provides whatever is needed. You provide, God, you do immeasurably more than we can ask or think in these prayers. You do it, God. We lift you, we thank you, we praise your holy name. God, there is just no one like you who does great things. God, for our children and our children's children, we thank you for our children and youth coming to Christ, calling on the name of Jesus. A little child should lead them. God, we see children leading parents and adults to have faith and believe and be saved. Hallelujah. It's the highest praise I give you, O Lord God. We pray for the peace of Jerusalem and all of Israel to be saved. We pray for our President Barack Obama. We pray for the kings and queens, the prime ministers, the rulers of these nations. We are praying for them to do what is right in your sight, not in their own eyes. God, we know that right now the evil and wickedness are abounding, just like in the days of Noah. But have your people, have your church, the body of Christ, which the head is the Lord Jesus Christ, your only Son. Have us to be watching and being ready, and have us, God, to be alert and sober-minded. Be full of your love, be full of the power of the Holy Spirit. And continually faithful, being faithful in prayer. He told us to pray continually. Your house should be called a house of prayer. So, God, we to a close of these prayers right now, knowing that you hear the desires of our heart, knowing that your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. We just give you again the highest praise. Break every chain or destroy every yoke of bondage. Or set the captives free. That's why you send Jesus. And let many, many more go into the harvest, and many, many more call on the name of Jesus and be saved. This is to your praise, it's to your glory. We thank you, Father God, in Jesus' name. Amen, and praise God. Give him praise, saints, give him praise. We're closing out with Ada. Ada is from the continent of Africa. I love her, praise God. It's called I Testify. Go out and testify about God's answer to prayer. His goodness is so great, isn't it? It's great. Be blessed. This is Pastor Katisa. We'll see you in the morning for Seeds of the Word.